Bonnie, Christine, thanks for telling us about your brother. Julie, Lisa, Karen, and Brett. Monsignor, thank you for risking having the church polluted by politicians. Mary, thank you for reminding us that Ed Campbell was a sticker. And Dan, thank you, and you were fabulous. Now look, I know Ed Campbell had a gentle, good, kind side, but he was brilliant at hiding it. I mean, first time I ever met this guy, you know, he leans into me with this big bald head and these sharp features and these piercing eyes. I actually thought I had run into somebody out of Star Wars. I thought I was being interviewed to see whether I was suitable to go on the next intergalactic conquest mission. It was a fortunate day for me and later for Hillary when we met Edward Campbell, just as it was for all of you. He loved politics. He fought for what he believed in. He did stick with his friends. And there's something else we ought to say. I know that God decides in his own good time when all of us are going home. But President Kennedy said his work on earth was truly our own. Ed Campbell never quit when the going got tough. Otherwise, this service could have occurred decades ago. And by all odds, everybody thought it would have occurred years ago. And I think it's worth remembering at a time when sometimes people in politics seem to feel sorry for themselves, that he suited up every single day of his life. And he played the game just the way you're supposed to. That's why Tom and Ruth are here, and the Lieutenant Governor's here, and all the rest of us. A lot of his acolytes are here. I know that Hillary and I were very fortunate to have his support through our campaigns and all the ups and downs in between, and very fortunate that Bonnie agreed to come to Washington and serve in the Justice Department and give him the time to give you all those good stories. I don't know exactly how we came to fall into his good graces, but we're living examples that he was a sticker. There are three things that I will always remember about Ed Campbell. First of all, he really was a political genius. And he had a gift that is too often appreciated underappreciated in politics today. I was thinking about this on the way over here today from New York. Almost the whole time I was in politics, we debated two things. What are you going to do? How much money are you going to spend on it? Ed Campbell thought a lot about how are you going to do it. Campaigns will do that to you because they're combat where the time runs out. He was a genius at figuring out how to do things. And he thought it was a noble thing because it had a higher purpose. It was rooted in other people's lives. I think it's well to remember when we're going through tough times that this is the longest lasting free government in human history because we had a few people with the kind of gifts Ed Campbell had, and who realized that there was nothing bad about politics. It was the price we pay for our liberty. It was an honorable way to live a life. And we were fortunate to be able to do it. I like that. I like the fact that he took a lot of time to help other people develop their skills and to promote them. Chet Culver, Teresa Bilbain, lots of other people. He was always trying to pass along what he knew and help people pass along through life. And I like the fact that he had a good time doing it. I am so sick and tired of people acting like public service is a burden. Politics is this terrible load you carry around. You realize that most people who ever lived had absolutely no choice over what they did for a living? In the whole history of the world, most people just had to get up and trudge along and do whatever was before them just to put food on the table and take care of their children. Ed Campbell never felt sorry for himself that he had to do politics. And he knew you couldn't win all the time. I had to go all the way to Washington before I realized that politics was a dreary power struggle that we were supposed to be miserable about. Maybe guys like us are passing from the scene, but I hope not. I hope all the young people whose lives he touched in this church and far beyond these four walls will remember what joy it gave him to help create a community college system, because it gave other people opportunities and a chance to live their dreams who wouldn't have had it otherwise. What joy it gave him to promote Bonnie's career and others, because he believed that we would make decisions that would affect people's lives, that would empower them and protect them and serve them. Life is fleeting. And if you get the gift of being able to choose what you do, and if you're as good at it as he was, it should be fun. Bonnie asked me on the phone when I called her after Ed passed away if there was a cure for a broken heart. The Monsignor said that grief is the price we pay for love. For all those years well lived, for all that love freely given and returned. Ed Campbell's life was a gift in different ways to every single one of us and to people who can't be here today. A homeless man with enough sense not to wear a good suit. A guy running a shoe sign parlor. But that gift will keep on giving. That's the only real cure, Bonnie, in all the days ahead. In unpredictable moments, you'll hear him say, come on, this is a day that won't come again. Live it. This is a battle you can't walk away from. Fight it. This is a campaign that will change people's lives. Win it. Ed Campbell, for all of his troubles, had a fortunate life, and so are we all for having known him. If heaven is a place for imperfect but profoundly good people, he is right at home now. And Monsignor, he forgives you for mentioning Abraham Lincoln. He knows in his heart of hearts that if Lincoln were alive today, he'd be a Democrat. And he knows that this is just another growth experience for him. There's got to be some Republicans in heaven, and he needs to get along with them too. May God rest his good soul.